Lauren, thanks so much for the time. Hey, I want to go back to about a week and a half ago, like I said, at our Night of Champions. You know, what was that like for you to be able to see so many, you know, athletes that you compete against, maybe some athletes that you know, get to see some coaches and everything, and be a part of some of the festivities as you were awarded some of the highest honors on the night?
It was so incredible and surreal to see all those athletes and like their accomplishments too. And it was nice to go with some of the members from my school too and see their accomplishments in their sports too. But it was just so surreal. And like, it was such a big like opportunity for me. And just like being on that podium, talking to everyone was like crazy.
Well, it was great to have you there, obviously. And when you take a step back and look back at your athletic career over there at Trumansburg, what's the one thing that really sticks out to you? The first thing that comes to your mind when you think about your entire career over there with the Blue Raiders?
I feel like this senior year has been so huge for me because, like, we did all of these accomplishments in volleyball, like winning our IACs, sectionals, and regionals and making it to the Final Four. My turnaround season in basketball, like 10 wins in a single year. Like, in the past, I couldn't have even imagined that. And I just have so much fun during track too. Like, it's one of the sports where I can ease off a little bit and just have some fun. So just definitely this senior year will be one I will look back on when I think about my athletic career.
And you alluded to the success of the volleyball team, winning the sectional title, getting to the state Final Four for the first time in a couple of decades. And obviously you finished as an all-state selection as well. What was the one big key to that team's success to have such a deep run in the state tournament?
I feel like we have such a great team chemistry and we all worked for this. Like, we came together as a team. We're all such good friends and we made these our goals. And we were like, we're going to work hard to get to these goals. It's our last season and there's six of us seniors. So to accomplish all of this was so huge for us.
What do you think was the biggest element to your game that helped this team have such a good season? You had 350 kills, you had 79 blocks, you were everywhere out there on the court, but what specifically maybe got better for you in this season to help be a part of this incredible run?
I feel like I've been more consistent with my like playmaking, like deciding whether am I going to hit it hard or am I going to tip behind the block, just those smart moves instead of always swinging away.
Definitely. Lauren Millspaugh's with us here on BTL. ESPN Ithaca's Night of Champions Athlete of the Year. She was recognized almost 2 weeks ago at our Night of Champions. Obviously a standout volleyball, basketball, and track and field athlete. And you mentioned basketball and the turnaround that this team had. Truly, truly remarkable. How did you get it done? What was the big key for that turnaround to go from single-digit wins and a low number of wins to a hefty double-digit number this year?
Definitely the work that three of our coaches, like Coach Dan, Coach Damon Reed, and Coach Hunter Ford, like they put so much time and effort into our program. And we just learned so much from all three of them because they all played basketball throughout their careers and even at some of the highest levels. So definitely that and just pushing us every day. And this is like really the first year all of us really enjoyed basketball. Like, we were excited to come to practice. We were excited to play the game, go to practices, go to the games. Like, it was really refreshing.
You mentioned the experience level of those coaches. What do you think was the biggest takeaway that the team had that led to that 10-win season? The one thing that really sort of clicked and a new lesson that you learned that helped this team roll to 10 wins?
I feel like we were just getting more comfortable with the game. Like, before we were so tense and like we didn't have that much knowledge of the game. So like letting us be more freeing with the game, make like the playmaking, the things like that. And I feel like this year we also had just a better team chemistry. Like, there were like just we were such a good group of girls to be around, and like we just had so much fun.
Lauren Milstra is with us here on BTL. The Trumansburg volleyball, basketball, and outdoor track and field team. She was named ESPN Ithaca's Night of Champions Scholar Athlete of the Year a couple of weeks ago down at Ithaca High School. So you're going to be going to SUNY Cortland to play some volleyball. Ironically, we were chatting before we came on the air here that when I was up there on the stage, for some reason, I see the word volleyball and I say the word soccer. No idea why that happened, but you're going to be playing volleyball. Why was SUNY Cortland the right place for you, and why is it the right fit for you to play up there?
When I went and took my visit there, like the group of girls there, like the team chemistry that they had, like I knew I wanted to be part of a program that's a winning program and just a good environment for me to be around. And quite frankly, it's 45 minutes away, so my family could come up and watch me play the game that I love, and they can support me at almost all times.
Do you have an idea what your role is going to be with the team and how you may be utilized? I mean, obviously, you know, that's all going to be figured out once you eventually arrive there. But what are some of the early conversations like with Coach Glickert up there?
I'm still going to continue to be a middle hitter there. And like, I'll be able to work with some more experienced middles and just like, up my like level of play there and like get to learn like the different speeds that they play at. And I'm just really excited to get better with those girls and be a part of that team.
So exciting. And also what's exciting is apparently today's graduation for you over at Trumansburg, and here you are on the radio kind of looking back at your athletic career. So how meaningful and, you know, maybe in a sense sentimental has a day like today been, or maybe even just the last week or so been for you as you get ready to graduate here in a couple of hours and, you know, take your talents to Cortland and get ready for college and everything?
I feel like it all hasn't like clicked yet. Like I've been just like looking back at like the memories, like senior year goes by so fast. And just so much has happened in these past couple of months. And like, this is definitely going to be a year I'm going to look back on in like years to come. Like, this was such an incredible year for me, like on the like athletic court and off. Like, I've had such an amazing senior year.
It was absolutely a year to remember for you. Hey, enjoy graduation tonight. Glad to have you here on the phone lines for a couple of minutes. And thanks so much for the time. And congratulations to a couple of weeks ago joining us at our Night of Champions. I'm sure we'll talk to you soon down the road here, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.